This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
The very brief recap of the politics of this economic crisis is that the major indices and the algorithms that drive them took great heart today from indications that Congress and the White House have come to terms on a $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package. Rescue is probably a better word than stimulus, just as a random observation, because industry-by-industry indications are that there's not much activity left to stimulate. Restaurants and hospitality, moms and pops throughout this economy, big companies too, like airlines. So let us talk trade as a way into our news today, because with airlines all but shutting down, air freight is getting oh so much more expensive. Commercial airlines are trying to meet the demand, but that transformation from passengers to packages is not as simple as you might think. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour starts us off.
The price increases for air freight internationally are insane.
Along the London to US lanes, 128%, and along the Frankfurt to US lane, 109% increase over the last week.
Peter Stallion is a freight derivatives broker at FIS.
The prices have surged because the capacity available on passenger airlines is no longer running.
On a lot of international flights, passenger jets are also carrying cargo. Usually 80% of transatlantic cargo travels this way. Those passenger flights have evaporated. At the same time, demand has ramped up, for example, for medical supplies.
So we sort of have this perfect storm.
Neil Jones-Shaw is executive vice president for Flexport, an industrial shipping company. He says passenger airlines are taking advantage of surging cargo prices and adapting.
Most of the major airlines around the globe, they're all offering what they call mini freighters.
Loading up passenger planes with cargo. It is not an easy thing to do physically or economically. Samuel Engel is senior vice president at ICF.
Air freight is directional.
There's a lot more air freight that comes into the U.S. from China, for example, than the other way around.
So what you're asking is to use half of the plane, largely in one direction, to cover the costs or profit that would have been covered by the whole plane in both directions. That's a tall ask.
For now, prices are high enough for that to work. For now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.